From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
The elections are over, but the Grenadians are still without a government. As Cuba becomes more isolated, a national holiday gains more importance, and Christian Aid say living conditions inadequate for Haitian workers living in the Dominican Republic.
Housing is really very, very basic, and many people live in one room, it's overcrowded.
Leith Dunn. I'm Sonia Fraser, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. As yet, there's been no firm word on what shape or form the new government of Grenada will take following Tuesday's general election. The NDC, which won 7 of the 15 seats at stake, 3 more than its nearest rival, the GULP, has been pressing outgoing Prime Minister Ben Jones to join the party in order to give it a workable majority. Jerry Timmins has been covering the elections in Grenada, and he's on the line now from St. George's. Jerry, first of all, what's the latest? Do Grenadians have a government yet?
Well, no, they don't, Sonia. There's been no progress at the talks today, so far, anyway. Ben Jones has been talking to Nicholas Brafford, who flew in this morning from Carriacou. And Jones seems to be holding out for something big, possibly the Prime Minister post. But it's going to be a very complicated set of negotiations because Ben Jones is under a lot of pressure from two sides. On the one hand, he's under pressure from the executive of his party, who are obviously concerned that if he goes to join the NDC, then this could mean the breakup of the National Party. And if he's going to effectively merge the two parties, what's going to happen to the executive of the TNP? Are there going to be jobs? Are there going to be senatorial posts for people? What is the trade-off going to be? If he goes on his own, well, he'll need a big bait to leave TNP, to which, of course, he's a major figure, very important, and has been loyal for a long time. He'd really have to be given the prime ministership, I think, if he was to go on his own.
What about yesterday's reports of the three losing parties getting together to thwart the NDC?
Well, this afternoon, I was talking to some NNP workers who were saying that Dr. Keith Mitchell was still talking to his candidates about that. So the door still seems to be open to the possibility of Ben Jones heading up a three-party coalition as Prime Minister. But yesterday, the idea was fairly firmly knocked on the head by Ben Jones's own constituency council. They issued a statement saying that we're aware that Mr. Jones has been sought by many, and they're aware of the temptations of, as they put it, glittering things, presumably meaning the Prime Minister's job. But Ben Jones should pursue the voters' good, they said. They expressed their worry that a lifetime of good service could be tarnished by a seemingly light miscalculation, and that good men should make sure that they do not associate with bad men as far as possible.
What about the chance of a rerun of the elections, and if so, do you think the NDC's chances would improve?
Well, I think that would be very difficult. I think a lot of people here would be very sad to see a rerun of the election. The turnout for this election just gone by was down from 1984. Only 66% of the registered voters turned out for this one, and I think if there was a rerun, people would be so fed up. I think a lot of people would stay away again. So I'm not sure who would benefit from a rerun.
Let me just ask you very quickly then. Having lost his seat, is this now the end for Sir Eric Gehry?
Oh, I don't know. It might be a bit premature to say it's the end, but it could well be. He's going to... He's quoted in a paper to appear tomorrow morning saying that the elections are rigged. He's clearly very upset that he didn't win his seat. And he's accusing the NDC of all sorts of manoeuvring to keep him out of power, including circulating an air ticket with his name on, which had the date of March the 13th, the election day, on it, implying that he was going to leave the country. I must add, by the way, that there's absolutely no evidence here that the voting was rigged. Certainly no evidence that I've come across.
Finally, Jerry, one would assume, obviously, that Grenadians must be more than a little unhappy with the fact that they've gone through an election as yet but have no new government.
I think Grenadians are extraordinarily frustrated by the delays. I think they voted very clearly for the NDC. It's not a total majority, but they've got seven seats, which is clearly ahead of anybody else. I think people were surprised the NDC did so well, but having heard that they had done well, were anxious for them to get on and form a government. And people are very frustrated here indeed.
Well, we'll keep in contact with what's happening in Grenada. That's Jerry Timmins from St George's. Now for our regular roundup of activity on the financial markets in London. The pound was up 0.75 cents against the dollar at $1.6165. On the bullion market, gold closed up $1.25 at $398.25. Among the soft commodities, all in tons, May cocoa was down 10 at £721.5. May coffee was also down 12 to close at 744.5